Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back at it again. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I told you, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. Got to be engaged. Which means you got to get informed for it. Come on, people, really. You have to get informed first. It's the only way this really works. Kimberly Moran's going to join me in a little bit. I'm sure that she definitely wants justice to be served with Trump. Everybody does. Look, if he's guilty, then he should pay like anybody else. You won't find a true conservative that wants him out just because they want him, out of jail, because they want him out of jail or out of trouble. What you'll find is we want the law followed. All right? For him, for Hillary, for Obama, for... Shall I go on? It's funny because my Dem friends won't even speak to those things. Because in their mind, everything's okay. Because listen to the logic of some of the ones I've spoken with. If Hillary... If Obama, if Hunter Biden really did something wrong, the FBI, the Department of Justice would be all over them, just like they are Donald Trump. if you believe that. Was that a little joke? I got some swampland in New York I want to sell you. Seriously. If you can't figure it out by now, I think you should stop voting. I think you should give up your voter card. Really? That's how bad I see it. That's how bad I think it is. And that's just me. What can I tell you? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Now, you remember CNN got nailed again. Remember CNN making fun of all of us saying that the balloon was a spy balloon? No, it wasn't a... just a private company. It wasn't any of that. It was a spy balloon. Right? And we were all called, conspiracy theorists again. Well, guess what? We just found out that the Chinese spy balloon was truly a spy balloon. Gee, go figure. And not only were we all said, well, maybe they're storing up data. We don't see anything. No. No, now we come to find out that real-time data was being sent back to China. Real-time. That means as it flew over these places, taking pictures and getting information, altitudes, all kinds of stuff. There were a bunch of Chinese guys hanging out on the other side, taking down all this info, pulling it all together. CNN anchor Jim Scaluto. Is that his name? No, Scuto. Well, whatever. Jim. He was forced up there in February, tweaked and aged like cheese. It claimed United States officials were able to block the infamous Chinese spy balloon. He found out by a former Obama administration official, who's now a CNN anchor, you know, that the chief of national security reported that the Biden administration was able to block the balloon from gathering intel, but that turned out to be a lie. So Biden, well, they don't get anything wrong. That can't be true. We have to check that. Both of us, somebody, we need our own fact checker here. Because I just don't buy that such an upright administration, such an administration with integrity and truth could get this wrong. Don't you? Or maybe, you know what it was? I'm sure that over that week period or 4 days, they were probably having like diversity, equity, and inclusion classes at the NSA, so they really couldn't keep, I guess we should give a good, much more important that we're totally inclusive in the military. Maybe by that they mean, you know, we shared secrets with other countries. I don't know. But, you know, we're so worried about being inclusive. We're so worried about equity and all that. We don't care about anything else. We are losing a lot of clout in this country. It's exactly what the Dems want. They hated that we were so powerful to begin with. The dollar's losing favor across the globe. The Chinese are stepping into that void. You got a problem. Now, some of you trolls listening to the show don't agree, don't care. I don't care. How do you like that? Notable U.S. officials say that they were able to block the balloon from gathering intel during its overflight of the U.S. while the U.S. military was able to turn the tables to gather intel on the balloon itself and its equipment. This is what CNN said. But we're finding out now as the days go on, that's not true. And again, you have to ask yourself, do they really care about the truth? No. Do they really care that the American populace gets the information right, correctly, and we can figure out on our own what we want to do? But Jim had to send another tweet out. He said the U.S. now believes that the Chinese balloon was able to gather some intelligence during its transit. But you know what? They don't now believe that they knew then. Right? They knew exactly. Listen, if they did know what was going on, and they didn't know there was a Chinese information gathering, then they all need to be fired. Every one of those generals need to go be with their grandchildren. Kimberly Wren joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Hey, don't be surprised if, you know, the show goes dead in the middle of the show. And I'll tell you why I say that. You know, in the wonderful state here in California, you know, we're just, I guess Newsom is doing the run all over the country, telling everybody how great California is. Well, we have high wind warnings. Whenever we have high wind warnings, we lose power. Why? They have to shut the grid down so that the wires don't fall and set the dead underbrush on fire. Because the eco-freaks won't allow the... Well, now check this out. The eco-freaks won't allow the governor to clear the dead brush away from the wires. Makes sense to me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always love to get her blood pumping on this stuff. Kimberly, how are you doing?
Sorry, couldn't help but laugh. I could not control that one.
Listen, I love the fact that this guy's running around. That I don't know if I sent you the ad. Talking of Newsom, talking about what a free state we have and how oppressive. Now, if he pulls this off, we're done anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So.
No, isn't he saying Florida's oppressive compared to California?
Yes. Yes. Texas. He singles out Texas and Florida as the two worst states to live in.
That's probably because that's where most people from California are fleeing to, right? I mean, does he think people in California... No, forget it. I know. He really truly believes people in California are stupid. All Democrats think we're stupid. That's the problem, and that's why so many people are, like, turning their backs on Democrats, because they really think we're stupid.
But he's selling it. Think about something, though. He's selling it to his own as well.
There are
Democrats that will die for him, and they don't pay attention.
Right, exactly. They don't pay attention. They'll listen to what Newsom says and just believe every word of it without fact-checking him, without just verifying for their own selves. Well, let's see. What really is the difference? Is California, really freer than Florida? Give me a break.
Well, I don't know if you can fact-check him. I'll tell you why. The news sources out here cover nothing he does. Okay? Nothing that bites him, they cover nothing.
Of course, however, you can fact check him, because when he makes statements like that, oh, we're more of a free state than Florida, all you got to do is look at the different laws that are in place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went to them a couple of weeks ago. I was going down the fact that, you know, you have to have, he's telling private companies, private corporations, the percentages of blacks, women, on their boards, okay?
Yeah, we saw how that worked out with SVB Bank, didn't we?
What's that?
We saw how that worked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Diversity and inclusion thing with that big bank that failed. Oh, wait, but Democrats bailed them out.
I got...
With your tax dollars.
I got called a racist because last week we were talking about the equity and inclusion thing, and I said, I don't care what color the pilot is. I only care that he or she has got the experience they need to fly, because now a lot of the airlines are doing that equity and inclusion thing, and so if I have a white pilot with three times the hours of a black pilot, guess what? I want the white pilot. Don't care that the black pilot's a nice guy with a family.
And you know what? If the black pilot has three times more experience and flight hours than the white pilot, I don't want the black pilot.
That's right. You want that, right? I mean... And if a Hispanic pilot has seven times the hour, I don't care what your color is. Can you fly the plane?
Well, it affects the FAA, too, because they've pushed the diversity and inclusion there, too. Oh, suddenly, we're having all kinds of near misses in flight. Come on, man.
Wait till we get to the mechanics. You'll never fly again.
Seriously. When I do fly, I think about it. I'm like, oh, God, please.
Who worked on the plane?
Nobody knows what they're doing. Yeah.
This should be a bio for everybody who touched the plane, don't you think?
Right?
You get on the checklist
really
while you're waiting in
safe?
Line.
It's bad enough they're union workers. That makes it even worse. Hey, I'm sorry.
Yep.
When you're in a union, your best worker becomes no better than your worst, because there's no merit. There's no...
it's like that with the teachers union.
Anymore.
There's no,
yeah.
There's,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no merit.
And yeah, no, there's no incentive to be the best.
No,
you're
going to get nowhere.
The same as the worst. So why do anything better?
Well, there's some exciting news today. I don't know if you heard this, but Liz Cheney has taken a massive lead over some other Republicans because of Donald Trump being indicted. And everybody's all excited on that side of the aisle. You know, those who really hate Trump are looking at this going, oh, my God, she actually has a chance. No, she doesn't.
A chance for what? To be in a clown show?
To screw things up.
The ringleader of the circus? Her own state handily, readily, easily rejected her.
Told her to have a nice day. Now go away.
Take a hike. Yeah, they think she's going to be president? Go for president? I don't think so.
So she's got, I mean, your buddy Chris Sununu.
God, help me.
He just hit, no, he doesn't even have 1%. He's got less than 1%.
He's going to be the Kamala Harris of the Republican Party.
Oh, God. Thank you. Who's that other fella? Vivek? Yeah, whatever his name is.
I forget.
He can't get past a half. He can't even get past a 0.5%. Tim Scott's got 1. Pompeo's got 1. Haley's got almost 4. Pence has got almost 4. They're all excited about Liz Cheney because, think about something, she passed all those people. Think of the names. She passed all those people.
Exactly.
Right? Trump is still at almost 60% run. DeSantis is still, he's at about 25. And the only one they're talking about is Liz Cheney. Good luck to her. Wouldn't it be funny if they decided to go with her and she got like 0 votes in her own home state?
That's exactly what would happen, actually. So, you know.
God.
Why would you, if you can't even win your state Senate race as the, your state race as the incumbent, why would you think suddenly you're going to win around the country as in the presidential? I mean, that's just kind of dumb.
I know. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. You know, I sent you, I've played it on the show before, but I sent you that Second Amendment piece on, you know, what states had like a Second Amendment type of rule and how ours came about and all that. I want to talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin when we return.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's supporters are criticizing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The former president's facing about 30 charges, but his supporters say DA Bragg has more pressing issues to focus on.
Alvin Bragg is doing nothing for violent criminals. Nothing. Nothing in this city.
The hell is wrong with this guy? While he releases criminals on the streets of New York every day. Shoplifting is rampant. Armed robbery is rampant. And look what's happening in the subways.
There's always been bad blood between Bragg and Trump. The Pentagon is confident it limits limited the surveillance capabilities of that Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this year.
What we did do is take precautionary steps to limit the intelligence value that it would be able to collect.
Defense Department spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday the U.S. took measures to protect intel from sensitive military sites after discovery of the balloon in U.S. airspace in late January. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution and help me out. Go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You save money. I make a few bucks. You get a quality product made here in this country from a guy who takes his profits and he works it towards companies that you and causes that you and I both agree with. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. I'm telling you, you know, get slippers, pillowcases. I just got the MyPillow 2.0. And I think it's great. I'm not just saying it. I do. I think it's great. I have the original one, but I moved over to the other one. I'm going to give the original one to my son. He won't know the difference anyhow. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Kimberly Marin, glad you're with me. We have another state that joined the ranks of believing in the Constitution. Governor,
yes,
how many is that?
26.
There you go. See that?
There are no more constitutional carry, quote-unquote, states than there are not.
Ooh. That's going to be making the Dems crazy, right?
Well, you know, they helped build this because their push for gun control was so bad and people realized that how much it hurt them that the people pushed back. It wasn't the NRA. It was the people.
Right. Oh yeah, but they want to blame. They're going to blame all of them, though. You already know that, though. They're blaming everybody but themselves, right?
Of course, of course. Yeah. Don't worry, I remind them.
And then you got, but you know, this is Governor DeSantis, and again, people are screaming at him. Now you're a gun trainer, you're a safety trainer, but the only beef that some people have with him, not just me, to a point, is there's no training. No intro to guns, nothing. You buy the gun, you shove it in your pants pocket, you're ready to go.
So, do you need training before you vote to even understand?
You should have it.
What other rights do we have to delay?
How about driving?
Because you believe people need training.
Hey, you need training to drive.
Driving isn't a right.
Ooh.
It's not a protected right. Nope.
Ah, okay. Not a protected
privilege.
Right. I'll go with that.
Nope. It's not even right.
Oh, God. All right. I just, you know, I always talk to you about this. It's just my heartburn is there are people that I know that I would trust with a gun. I don't think they do anything stupid. But I don't know if I want to be close by when they're handling one. I'll leave it at that.
You don't even know how they are with a gun. They could be perfectly fine with a gun. Maybe they're just klutzy or whatever. in other areas. But and most people I know do get training.
Right.
So it's not just a matter of I'm just going to buy a gun and start carrying it. Most people do get actual training. But it shouldn't be required to practice your right.
Yep.
You think back when they wrote the Second Amendment, they were making people get training?
No, you grew up with one in the house.
Right?
Many people do.
Kids today do. Still do.
Come on, son. I'm going to go fix the fence. And while I'm fixing the fence, you're going to hold a musket and make sure I don't get eaten by a bobcat or something. Right?
Right.
Okay.
And there's still places that you need to do that.
Yeah, there are. But listen, you know, you're hearing people are coming down on him big time and left going, you know, right after the shooting, right after all this stuff. I can't believe that they're so careless, that they would allow people to carry guns without licenses. What's wrong with these people? You know, and apparently they fully believe that states with stricter gun laws have higher crime rates.
So that's not true. I just want to make a comment here. Criminals already carry concealed firearms without getting permission.
Oh, wow. No, come on. You have proof of that?
Yeah. Lots of proof. Just go in the inner city gang area.
Go to Chicago. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
hey, do you have a permit for that thing you're about to shoot me with? Put that down.
No, wait. There's a meme I have. I got to look for it again. It's like it's gang members, and one of them asks the other one, hey, you coming to the drive-by tonight? And the kid's like, nah, man, I'm waiting for my permit. I mean, that's how stupid these laws already were. And a reminder to everyone that most of these laws, if not all of them, were put in place years ago by racist Democrats because they didn't want minorities or anyone other than white men to be able to carry.
Yeah.
And they were laws that were put into place so that you have to get permission. And if you're a black man trying to ask permission from a white racist Democrat, you're not getting it. You can look it up. You don't even need to believe me. You can look up all these laws.
Oh, no, you're right.
Every state.
And they're pushing.
Not just Florida.
Yep. They're pushing again for the weapons assault ban. We already had. Well, was it 10 years of that? How many years did that happen?
10 years of that, it did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, the FBI, nothing. CDC, they brought up the numbers, and you're right. It did absolutely no good.
No, it did, because semi-automatic rifles are rarely used in crimes. That's why they're not used in crimes that often. Even to this day, they are not. So banning them, which really was just banning certain features on them, it wasn't actually banning them, it did nothing. Did nothing. Yeah. In fact, as more people have purchased firearms, crime has actually gone down over since, I think, the 90s. So people started buying more firearms, and the crime rate started going down. It used to be way worse. It's upticking again now, but that's thanks to Democrats.
Wow. Well, you know, truly, when you think about this, I was just reading an article before you came on the show that Vermont, they put a bunch of restrictions into place when they really had no reason to because there was no real rise in crime in Vermont. If you've ever been to Vermont, you're surprised people are even up. It's like nothing going on there.
Yeah, there was no reason to do it. It was just Democrats, you know, in the legislature. There was no reason to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if I checked to see, you know, what the crime rate is now. They still have the constitutional carry, though.
They do? Okay, very good. Yeah. What about Maine? They head that direction, too?
Maine already has it.
All right, see that?
Maine already has it, too.
Yeah.
So Chris Murphy from Connecticut just posted some total bogus thing, and he said, the places that have the least amount of gun homicides all have strict gun control. Well, he didn't even include New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Didn't include them. So he's lying. Like, blatantly lying. Easily provable lie, dude. they usually try to conflate it with gun deaths. As if you have any control over someone who might choose to commit suicide.
Well, I was just going to say that to you. Once you pull out the suicides and you pull out the accidental deaths, accidental shootings of idiots that are cleaning... I had a friend of mine call me to tell me his cousin shot himself while cleaning a gun. And I said, then take him away from him. If you're so dumb that you can't even clean your own gun, you can't even check your own gun to make sure there's no bullet in there while you're cleaning it, there's something wrong with it.
That's the first thing you're supposed to do. No, my favorites are when a husband accidentally, quote unquote, shoots his wife while he's cleaning his firearm. I'd never believe that one.
I wouldn't either. I'm sorry, I wouldn't either.
Absolutely not.
No. No. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. Anyway, but it's not true. It is truly flat out a lie that states that have open carry is your not open carry, but concealed carry, constitutional carry. They don't have higher crime rates at all, do they? Especially if you take out the suicides and accidental shootings.
It depends. Some states are different, but the bottom line is it's humans. Humans make the difference, Joe. I pointed out that, you know, I always point out that New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine are, you know, have the least amount of crime. They're the safest states. And actually, it was in someone from California is like, yeah, but you're not a diverse community. I'm like, what are you trying to say? And then he showed me the stats based on race of crimes committed, and it was pretty horrifying.
Mm-hmm. So, well, they had... Look, when they talk about there are more youths dying from gun violence, if you do dig into the numbers, you find out it's black-on-black crime, and it's young black kids that are dying at the hands of guns. But they won't say that.
No, you know, because they don't care about those kids.
No.
They care absolutely nothing. They have no desire to get rid of the gangs, get rid of the illegal guns in the inner cities, to try to solve for that issue. They don't care.
Yep.
And if you got rid of those, that's thousands. If you got rid of those, our crime rate with guns would be way lower.
Yep.
Way lower.
I agree with you. Well, you know, whether you like the guy or not, John Lott has a whole bunch of articles on this. He has a whole book around
it.
And he's right on. Easily checked. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That way, there you're not part of it. But don't try to be part of the solution until you get some information. Get informed. Then open your mouth. That way, we're not having to save you two. Anyway, love this. Love this kind of thing. Always so much fun. But let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of kicking the week off, get things rolling, discuss some of the stories from the weekend that nobody gave much talk to. Well, Kimberly, I think we might get some justice in Tennessee. Because, you know, several state houses were, you would liken it to, like, the January 6th insurrection, but I guess you can't do that because it had nothing to do with Trump. But three Democrats are facing expulsion from the Tennessee legislature for aiding in the, well, they're calling it now the transurrection there. And while they were having... Yeah, this is what they're calling it. They're jokingly calling it a transurrection. they've been stripped of their committee assignments. They've been locked out of Tennessee Capitol because of their leading role in the insurrection that took place at the Capitol building. Now, the tongue-in-cheek thing is some of these people they're calling it an insurrection only because of what took place on January 6th. But
right. They
also have laws in Tennessee against, you know, impeding a legislative session. So these guys might be able to be removed. But the question came up, which is, you know, I realize it's a state house. It's not a federal building. But right. Where's the Department of Justice in all of this? You know?
Oh, they don't care. let me tell you, the DOJ would have been there in a heartbeat if it was the right, anyone on the right doing that.
Yep.
I mean, the DOJ and the FBI call parents at school board meetings terrorists.
Yeah.
So, of course, they would have been there.
Yep. The what was it, Monday night? Was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last week, Monday night. They had the votes to file for expulsion resolutions on all three.
Yeah.
So they're gonna go forward. We'll see what happens with it. But if you think about it, go ahead.
No, it's good. Hold them accountable. For God's sakes, there are rules. Someone at some point in the legislature put those rules into place for a reason. They all know about those rules. They know that they're not supposed to break them. They're supposed to be upholding the proper discourse at the state house. If they break those rules, they should suffer the consequences. That's how it works.
Do you remember when AOC got to Congress and they had a sit-in at one point? And I was thinking, what a bunch of freaks. You're protesting yourselves.
Right?
Right? I mean,
oh, my God, that was... One of my stupid reps was there sitting, having a sit-in during the sit-in, too. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
It was absolutely hysterical.
It's ridiculous because it's like, if you don't like what's going on, then push back, fight back. You have time to speak on the floor. Why would you take that time in shutting down legislative action while you have your... I would have just, if I was anybody else in there, I would have just kept going.
Right.
Right? I would just turn the speakers up, turn the mics up, and said, okay, we're going to move forward.
I mean, they're the ones who aren't doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Paying them. And they wasted it doing that? That was stupid.
And then I don't remember what other state it was. I think it was Texas. Remember when the Texas legislators got in a plane, flew to D.C.?
Yes. Oh, that was Illinois, wasn't it?
Was it Illinois? Okay, it could have been Illinois. Like I said, I didn't know what state it was, but I thought that was hilarious, too. It's like... We know we're not going to win, so we'll just run.
Yeah, they did that in, they might have done it in Texas, too. I think they did it, but I know they did it in Illinois.
Yeah.
Or no, Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's where it was. It was Wisconsin.
Even better.
They ran to Illinois.
God.
Yep, I remember that. It's like, look, you're not always going to be in power and have your way. Run to get more people elected next time.
But that's okay. That's what they're doing overall. If you watch the process here, everything they don't like, especially like when they're not winning, they protest it, they make noise, they burn police cars. You know, nobody wants it. They don't, especially don't want to do it the right way. But this is no different than they did back in the Jim Crow days when they were hanging black folks. They were burning down houses. They were putting burning crosses on people's front lawns. Let's scare the crud out of them. Let's act like spoiled little brats, right?
Because they want people to shut up, not speak up, and not speak out. It's what they do to women who are against trans bills taking women's rights away. It's what they do against the parents at school board meetings. It's what they do anytime someone speaks out and it doesn't agree with them. They try to make them stop, so they won't. They want to make them just shut up.
Yeah, and there are people that are backing away because they don't want the aggravation. I'm thinking to myself, well, then you won't win. You might as well just back down, give in. Go ahead and register as a Democrat, do what they tell you to do, and you won't have a problem.
You can't back down. Look, it might take you years to win the fight you're trying to win.
Yes.
But if you back down in between and just don't keep pushing, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you.
And people won't think you want to fight for you. People won't think you care.
Yeah, but I think, you know what happens with the parents that I deal with on a regular basis is they truly believe they won't get anywhere. They truly believe that, you know, things aren't moving, things aren't happening, so therefore they're not making a difference. And I try to tell them, look, you're talking to a school board member. I know what they're saying about you guys. I know what they're saying in closed session. Think about some of the books you've been able to help remove from the library. Think about some of the curriculum you've been able to change. But you can't do it in two meetings.
Right.
No.
Right, people have to have patience. It does take a long time to get these things done. I mean, even constitutional carry all around the states, the 26 states that now have it, it took a long time for that to get done.
Think about the irony behind that. You're saying it took years for 26 states to be able to enact constitutional carry.
Right. But I guarantee it took all 50 states a real easy time to put in racist gun control.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Oh, yeah.
That probably happened really quick.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me. It's again, if we want this country back, if we want our rights back, I mean, and plenty of people go, why do you even fight that? It's already the law. Well, no, it's not the law because you can't carry a gun in California, constitutional carry gun in California. So don't say it's the law because it's not.
Wait, somebody thought that was the law in California?
Well, somebody said it's constitutional. They can't stop you. So I thought, okay, strap the gun on. I'll watch.
Okay, yeah. Good luck with that, buddy. I know people like that, too, and it's like, okay, you can think that all you want, and you can act on it, but you're going to pay the consequences if you do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't agree with it either, but that's what it is.
Well, it's like the tax thing. There's a valid point to how it was passed. There's a valid point. But I go, okay, so don't pay it.
Right.
I'll sit and watch. I'll have some cash aside so I can buy your house when they put it up for sale. So.
Exactly. See what happens. Go ahead and see what happens. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You don't. It's not that people agree with this crap. It's just you got to work to change it, and it might take a little bit at a time. Like, you know, it's not. You're not going to maybe fully reverse something all in one shot, but maybe you pick away at it.
Take chunks away from it.
Just like the left chips away at our rights all the time.
Yep.
You got to do the same thing, only in the reverse.
Yep.
I don't want any new laws. I want laws removed.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I definitely agree. All right. Trump's indictment. I got to touch on that with you because people always ask me. I know you're not a big fan of his. I got that. But this is all wrong, is it not?
Yeah. First of all, the statute of limitations ran out both ways that this jackass wants to charge him. So the first one, that's a misdemeanor. The statute of limitations ran out, right?
Yes.
After 2 years. Then the other one is actually a federal campaign finance law. This guy is trying to turn a misdemeanor into he's trying to marry in like some kind of Frankenstein way this felony campaign charge, which also the statute of limitations ran out, into this misdemeanor in the state. The whole thing is ridiculous. This just further proves that we don't have equal justice under the law. Liberty justice is supposed to be blind. There's a reason that there's a blindfold on Lady Liberty when they show that, you know, the balancing
right
thing of justice. It's because justice is supposed to be blind. It's not supposed to matter your race, how much money you have, what you do, who you are. None of that is supposed to matter. Everyone is supposed to be treated equally under the law, and we're not. And this is further proof of that. It's just more reason for people to have less trust in our justice system, which is exactly what the left wants to do.
Yeah. No, don't you always love when they talk about the justice system is bad? Look at how many blacks are in the, you know, black young kids are in the justice system or in jail. And you want to just stop and go, I want you to talk to Joe Biden about that.
Right?
Like, hello? I mean, I realize there's a whole bunch of other issues as to why they're in there. But the reality was, you listen to Joe Biden back then, and they were animals. They were terrible people. Young black men weren't worth the time of day, but they all forgot about that.
Yep,
all right.
Of course.
How do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Oh, that's so easy. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Oh, good luck. We'll be right back.